Hi there, I'm Gene Price from Hollywood, and this is the Country Express for today's Army. This is Loretta Lynn, and hey, Loretta.
Well, goodbye to Ben Clothesline, goodbye pots and pans. I'm gonna take a Greyhound bus as further as I can. I ain't gonna wash no windows, and I ain't gonna scrub no floors. When you realize I'm gonna hear you roar, and you'll say, "Hey, Loretta, I love you more than the Irish sheriff. Hey, Loretta, don't leave me alone. Hey, Loretta, where I'm gonna beat you there. Buy you brand new overhauls if you only come back home." I work my fingers to the bone, and we don't hardly speak. And all I ever get is a little kiss about once a week. So you can feed the chickens, and you can milk the cow. This woman's liberation, honey, is gonna start right now. And you say,
"Hey, Loretta, I love you more than the Irish sheriff. Hey, Loretta, don't leave me alone. Hey, Loretta, swear I'm gonna beat you there.
Movie star and pretty up my hair, and no one here is gonna know what I'll be doing there. I'll be swinging from the chandelier and bouncing off the wall. Instead of 11, just one man, I'm gonna love them all." And you'll say,
that is Loretta Lynn, the gal who has the cutest overbite in country music.
Hey, remember Betty Lou Fincher?
I heard you speak of her.
Yeah, she had one of the best overbites I've ever seen.
Is that right?
Yeah, when she used to eat a piece of toast, she'd always eat the outside first.
Well, I guess that makes for interesting conversation. Anyway, the song you just heard is called "Hey Loretta," and I'm Gene Price from Hollywood, and this is the Country Express for today's Army. You know, speaking of songwriters and things, this song you just heard right there was written by none other than Shel Silverstein. Remember him, the old Playboy magazine cartoonist who got into writing country music, and he's written a couple of big records. I guess the biggest song he's ever had money-wise would have to be "A Boy Named Sue." He wrote for Johnny Cash some time back, but he wrote this song for Loretta Lynn, and he's written a number of country songs that have been very successful for her. Anyway, how are you today? I trust things are going well. If you stick around for a while, we got you covered with the very best in country music. This is Johnny Russell, big 300-pound fella from Fresno, California, the baptism of Jesse Taylor.
They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul, and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord.
Among the local taverns, there'll be a slack in business, 'cause Jesse's drinking came before the groceries and the rest. Among the local women, there'll be a slack in cheating, 'cause Jesse won't be stepping out again. The scars on Jesse's knuckles were more than just respected. The county courthouse records tells all there is to tell. The pockets of the gamblers will soon miss Jesse's money, and the black eye of the law will soon be well.
They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul, and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah
'cause this time he went under for the Lord. Now Nancy Taylor can proudly speak to neighbors and tell them how much Jesse took up with little Jim. Now Jimmy's got a daddy, and Jesse's got a family, and Franklin County's got a lot more land.
They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus came to soul and saved the lost to good right on. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus came to soul and saved the lost to good right on.
There we are. Johnny Russell is the fellow's name. And as I mentioned, he's from Fresno, California, and he's got a little goatee, actually an Abraham Lincoln sort of a beard, a wraparound horseshoe kind, I guess you'd call those chaps. And he and Kenny Price are the two biggest country singers around as far as weight goes. Both of them, I think, go over 300 pounds. Gives you an idea when they talk about, you know, heavy act. Well, that's what they mean in some circles. Anyway, a big record for him. It has been a follow-up to Rednecks, White Sox, and Blue Ribbon Beer, and the baptism of Jesse Taylor. You know something? Here it is March, and graduation is just around the corner. Now, if you had an interesting job to look forward to, today's Army can arrange it. With the Army's delayed entry program, you can enlist while you're in school and report up to 6 months later. Now, you'll be stepping into a whole new future. Job training and the skill that you want. A good starting salary with excellent benefits, and you'll be ahead of the others you report with for promotion. Now, talk it over with your local Army representative and let him fill you in on the opportunities available through the delayed entry program in today's Army. You'll find him listed in the yellow pages under recruiting, so check him out. One of the top 10 songs way back in
1970.
Yeah, it seems like a long time ago, which I guess it was, from a very clever songwriter. He's got a gal who helps him out, too. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan, who, by the way, have a very serious ballad, too, in the works right now. But anyway, here's a song that was one of the best songs that year. It broke country and pop. And the song, what else could it be, from Jack Blanchard, Misty Morgan, but the Tennessee Birdwalk.
Take away the trees and the birds all have to sit upon the ground. And take away their wings and the birds all have to walk to get around. And take away the bird bats, and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. Take away the feathers, and the birds will walk around in underwear. Take away their, and the birds will have to whisper when they sing. And take away their common sense, and they'll be headed southward in the spring. Spring is in the air, and the bald-headed birds are whispering everywhere. When you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, the Tennessee bird walk. Remember me, my
take care of them birds. There we are.
That's right. We'll have to get a new stool for the pigeons.
That's right. Get a tube for the bald eagle.
That's right. And the most expensive thing, of course, will be the operation to remove the people feet from the crows.
Thank you, Willard, for all them kindly words. Here we are. Blanchard Morgan, a big record for him back in 1970. Well, here's a man who, if you often wondered why he twitches, mainly it's because he sings with his mother-in-law. This is Johnny Cash, along with Mama Maybelle Carter, and the old, old classic, Pick the Wildwood Flowers.
Those cotton fields were hot, and that tractor never was my kind of living. And when I hit 16, I had my sights, and I hit the road to freedom. And I'm glad I wasn't there to see my mama, 'cause she must have cried for hours. I still hear her saying to me, get your guitar and pick the wildwood flower. Now Memphis was big, and it was hard to find a job, and so I didn't. And it was easier to go back to the country, and it was more like living. Now I've been down every road, and I've stood on every porch where they were given. And if they had a dime or an hour, I would pick the wildwood flower. It's hard to turn around and look back down the roads that I have traveled. 'Cause like a never-ending ball of twine, my dreams have come unraveled. Now as evening lays its shawl across the shoulders of my life, I find I couldn't tie my life together with guitar strings and a poet's heartfelt mind. And I'm glad I wasn't there to see my mama, 'cause she must have cried for hours. I still hear her saying to me, get your guitar and pick the wildwood flower.
Play it like this, son.
You do good work, Mom. There we are. That's Johnny Cash. And, of course, the picking there you hear me in is his very picky mother-in-law. That's Mama Maybelle Carter. And the song is Pick the Wildwood Flower. You know, Johnny Cash, by his own admission some years ago, was really kind of wasted. He was just, you know, roaming around and just about wasted his life. But he met June Carter, of course, who's the daughter of the Carter family, and they got married. And Johnny's reformed, and the guy now has got some very strong convictions. As a matter of fact, when they have a party down at their big home down in Nashville, at the party, there's no booze, there's no smoking, no drinking, and no body language, none of that stuff, I don't think at all. Matter of fact, they had a party very recently. Who all attended the party, Willard?
Just Johnny and June.
Well, I know what you mean. Well, anyway, hey, listen, let me talk to you about something right now. Very important. I know a lot of you. I know when I was 18 years old, I popped out of high school. I thought, well, what do I do now? And I didn't really know. Maybe you're the same way. Well, today's Army needs young men and women with training and experience in one of 165 different job categories. Now, if you qualify, you can enlist at an advanced pay grade and be considered for an early promotion. Ask your nearest Army representative about the Stripes for Skills program in today's Army. Just check it out. I'm sure you'll find something for you. From Johnny Cash, let's pick it up now with Hank Williams, Jr., Big Song, The Last Love Song.
I know it's over, 'cause I don't keep you satisfied anymore. But before you move along, let me sing you the last love song. Tomorrow when I wake, what will take the place?
of smiles on your face and black hair against white lace. And I wonder if I'll be thinking of our early morning love, all the sweet things that you'd say that brightened up my darkest day. And tomorrow night, what do you suggest to take the place of your breast, pressed against my chest? Oh, how I'll miss your tenderness. But there's no use crying, 'cause love's a grown-up game, a little pleasure than a lot of pain. First we called each other bad names, then what we had was never quite the same. I wish I could find eyes that won't cry, lips that won't lie, and love that won't die.
Of course, the last love song by, of course, Hank Williams Jr. You know, I knowed him. I told him, I said, listen, Hank, you don't need to use your daddy's name anymore. You're a big star. Drop the Jr.
Well, anyway, give you an idea. This song is the last love song, and this is Jerry Reed. Uptown Poker Club. All right, from the top of the deck, please, fellas.
Well, the Bill Jackson went to Pole Dud to join the Uptown Poker Club. First the day he ever told anybody he'd join. Well, that money used to go like it had wings. When he had queens, somebody else had kings. And every night he'd just sit there donating all his coin. He'd say, boys, now I'm gonna play it right tonight. I'm gonna watch them cards and I'm gonna play them tight. And then when I come in there, son, my hand's gonna be a peak. Well, he played them tight, but after a while he done lost himself a considerable pile. So he got mad, he stood up and he made this little speech. Now, boys, you see this razor? Well, I had it sharpened just today. Now, I'm coming in here with my rules that everybody gonna follow when they play. Now, you, Clyde, you keep your hands on top of the table when you're dealing, please. Quit taking them little wild cards and sticking them down there between your knees. And, Jesse, quit making all them funny signs like you trying to tip off your hand. You better talk to me in America, son, America, so I can understand. And, Leroy, quit taking them off at the bottom. Oh, that's rough. Just take five off the top, then stop. That's enough. And pass me them cards, son. Let me cut on them things every time before you do. I like to handle them things, boy. I like to see. 'Cause I got news for you, lad. You ain't playing this game according to that fella Harley. Uh-uh, no. Tonight you playing this game according to me. Well, they're sitting around the table and at that game, they just happened to be this old one-eyed man. And Bill kept watching him out the corner of his eye. This old one-eyed cat, he'd been dealing kind of funny. He done took a whole bunch of Big Bill's money. So Bill rose up and he looked around the room and with a sigh, he said, said it's all for shame. I said, there's somebody cheating in this here game. I said, of course, it ain't gonna do for me to stand up here and mention the guy. So I'll refrain from calling that partner's name, but you let me catch him cheating us once again, and I'm gonna take my fifth and I'm gonna close that other eye. Now, you see this razor? Well, I had it sharp just today. Now I'm coming in here with my rules that everybody must follow when they play. Now, Clyde, you keep them bony hands up here on top of the table when you're dealing, please. Don't go taking them little wireless and sticking them off down there between your knees. And Jesse, could I make all them monkeys fine? You still trying to tip off your head? You better talk to me in America, big AA, so I can understand. And Leroy, quit taking them off the bottom of the deck, son. I tell you, that's rough. This is an army game. take five and haul. That was up. And pass me them pasteboards over here. Let me cut them things every time before you leave. But I like to delve in there, son. I got to see. But I got news for you, boys. You ain't playing this game according to that fella Harley. Tonight, you play this game according to me. Now then, seeing as how you all know that I didn't ride in here on a head of cabbage, Henry, if you'll break out another deck of them bicycles, me and the boys will get on with the business. But keep your eye on that fella wearing the patch. He holds him card kind of funny. If he ain't careful, somebody around this table liable to jack his jaw. Son, I feel like my luck just changed.
Thank you, Jerry. There we are. The deck there should be getting some commercial residuals. It's been shaved closer than any time lately. Jerry Reed and the Uptown Poker Club. Gene Price, this is the Country Express for today's Army. And here are the Stanley Brothers. Little nostalgia for you. Whatever happened to good old Randolph Scott?
Everybody knows when you go to the show, you can't take the kids along. You've got to read the paper and know the code of G, P, G, and R, and X. And you got to know what the movie's about before you even go. Tex Ritter's gone and Disney's dead and the screen is filled with sex.
Whatever happened to Randolph Scott riding the trail alone? Whatever happened to Gene and Tex and Roy and Rex the Durango Kid? Oh, whatever happened to Randolph Scott, his horse plain as to be? Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the best of me.
Everybody's trying to make a comment about our doubts and fears. True Grit's the only movie I've really understood in years. You've got to take your analyst along to see if it's fit to see. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the industry.
Whatever happened to Johnny Mike Brown and Alan Rocky Lane? Whatever happened to Lice LaRue? I'd love to see them again. Whatever happened to Smiley Burnett, Tim Holt, and Gene Autry? Whatever happened to all of these has happened to the best of me. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the industry.
Stanley Brothers. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott? You know, today's Army has exciting jobs with excellent pay and benefits in Korea. Did you know the starting pay in today's Army is higher than ever before, with terrific benefits like free food and housing, medical and dental care, and an annual 30 days paid vacation? All this, plus skill training that can open doors to great civilian jobs. And you can live and work in exciting places like Korea. It's all guaranteed in writing. Let your local Army representative give you details on the Korean option in today's Army. He's listed in the yellow pages under recruiting. My God. Time has caught us up. Hey, we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Goodbye. God bless you from the Country Express. See you soon.